Welcome to the Disney Podcast. This is your host, Elizabeth, and as always, we are happy to make a show and have you guys listening. So just a few announcements. Recently, I am on Twitter. You can look that up at, I think it's www.twitter.com/DisLizNey. So that's DisLizNey. I just got Pinterest, which again, you'll find me under DisLizNey. If you just search for DisLizNey. And then Facebook, too. I forget what the... I believe that is also www.facebook.com/DisLizNey. So you can find me and follow all of my stuff there. I've recently just added a lot of stuff to the show. So on Twitter, I will be posting. I will be trying to post a few daily items. So like a picture or a song or an article on history, on the Disney history, or just an article on some news facts from some recent news for Disney. That should be coming around every day daily, and I've got some interesting names for them. So going along with the DisLizNey theme, we're going with the Dis Pickney, the Dis Songney, the Dis Histney, and the Dis Newsney. So those will be the fun things you can look forward to on Twitter daily. And along with that new stuff happening, I've got a bunch of weekly stuff that I want to do. So every week, like on a specific day, I haven't quite chosen that yet, I haven't gotten that far yet, but every day on the same day a week, I will be highlighting a Disney character. So each week will be a different one, and there will be, if you follow me on Twitter, you will find a clue leading to this character. And then, so after I highlight that character, I'm going to show a clip of it one day a week, and then I will highlight a ride or attraction or a entertainment or a restaurant, either at Walt Disney World or any of the Disneylands around the world. So those are, again, the other things you can look forward to. I have a lot, again, going with the DisLizNey theme. I've got some names for those that I'm going to call them. So when I highlight a character, I'm going to call that the DisCharney, so DisCharney. For the clip that I will show of that specific character will be DisClipney, and then a ride or attraction will be called the DisRideney. I've got a couple of other things that I've got planned here. A lot of it's already on Pinterest, so if you want to just go take a look at the stuff that I've pinned and some of the stuff that you can see, go ahead, check it out. So I'm going to try to keep this podcast kind of short because I've been making some really long ones, and I don't want to have my listeners have to sit through hours of longs of podcasts. So this one is going to be relatively short, and it's going to go back into my history with Disney. So it's just going to be about how I got my love and geekiness for Disney. We can start with the first video or film that I remember watching, The Little Mermaid, go figure. I already told this story in my very first podcast about how I broke the VHS tape twice, and the second one my grandmother got fixed, but the beginning part was cut off. And the reason that I broke these films, or these VHS tapes, was because I would put them in, rewind them, and literally watch it right after it was over. So I loved this movie so much that I just watched it over and over and over again. So that's the first true, real memory I guess I have with Disney. And that was between 2 and 4. So The Little Mermaid came out in 1989. So I was 2 years old at the time. And then I guess my second love for Disney came when I was about 4 years old. We actually went down to the parks. This was in 1992. My baby sister was literally a baby. I think she was 1 month old when, not even. I think she was, she must have been maybe a month old. But we went down there and we did a lot. I mean, I was 4 years old, so I don't have too many memories. The memories that I do have are from watching family videos that we have. They're great to go back and watch and see everything. I do remember the parades. I do remember the shows. I do remember the castle being just absolutely huge and loving it. So, and that was, I think the moment that I fell in love with Disney and Disney World. And from then on, we tried to go to Disney World every other year. So it was, so we went when I was 4, and then I think the next time we went, I think we didn't go until I was 8. So it wasn't every other year, but it was not too much longer later. And then I think the year I was 8, I think we actually spent Christmas down there, so we got to see the holidays down there. And this stuff, it kind of blurs together. I don't know if any of you guys feel the same way, but when you try to go back and remember this stuff, it kind of blurs together, and you don't know if it was a memory from when I was 4 or a memory of when I was 8 or maybe 9. Actually, I think it was 9 that we went. So I think it was about third grade. But what I do remember is we went there for the millennium. So we started there, we went for the holidays, so we were there in 1999 for Christmas, and we stayed till just right up until the millennium. I think we actually just left like that day for the millennium. And that was awesome. I remember getting like the glasses that said 2000, and I remember there was this it was the weirdest thing, but I had to have it. And it spun around, and there were little lights at the end of it, and when you spun it around, it formed words. So when you spun it fast enough, the words formed, and you could program it to say anything. And like think like there were default programs, so it would say like Happy Millennium or Happy New Year, that kind of stuff. And you could program it to say your name, to say the year, to say whatever. And this was the coolest thing. I had to have it. I think it was like $20. I think my mom tried to talk me out of it, and I just was not having it. So that is another thing. Oh, now that I'm thinking about that, see, the memories start coming back to you when you start thinking about stuff. I remember when I was 4, we went to watch the parade, and I think Beauty and the Beast had just come out, or not too long, or was going to come out. And it came out in 1990, so it was already out. My dad, he went off and bought each of us girls a flower, a rose that lit up. So when we watched the parade, we had that. So that was nice of him. So those are the first couple memories I have with Disney, and if any of you have been there, you know that it's just overwhelming in a good way, and just so magical. And so I think some people, they say it's the happiest place on earth, but it really is. I really love being there. If I could live there, I would. But that's not possible, at least right now. Maybe I'll get a job there, and then I could be like I'm living there. I don't know. We'll see. So those are the first couple memories I have with Disney, and then, pretty much seen every movie that was made from the time I was born till even the classics before that. So this is where my love for Disney stems from. And I've started to share it with my husband. I wouldn't say he's as much of a Disney geek as I am, but he's kind of getting there. Don't let him fool ya. So we sat down and were thinking about what we wanted to do for our honeymoon. You know, there's lots of different things. You can go on a cruise, you could go to Hawaii, you could go to Europe. There's tons of different ideas that you could do for a honeymoon. And there are just an enormous amount of ideas that it's hard to just pick one. So finally, my husband's like, "Well, let's do a cruise. We've never been on a cruise. We wanted to do something neither of us have ever done before." And before that, I had taken him to Disneyland, which I'd never been to, but I'd been to Disney World, and I wanted, you know, to go back and see it, and or at least see Disneyland and get like a good substitute for Disney World. And my husband had never been, so I wanted to take him. And at the time, he was just my boyfriend. He was just my fiance when we went. And out of that, I think, spawned my husband's love for Disney. I mean, if we think back about it, a lot of the moments that we cherish together as a couple involve Disney, whether it's watching a Disney movie or spending time in Disneyland or Disney World, or a lot of times the cards that he gives me are Disney themed, which make life interesting. So if we think back about it, a lot of our relationship is revolved around Disney. So after saying, "Hey, let's go on a cruise," we decided, "Let's go on a Disney cruise," and we did. And I might love the cruises more than I love Disney World. I don't know. I have to go on a few more cruises, but this was absolutely amazing. I think a lot of couples, especially if you don't have any kids, you think a Disney cruise, there's gonna be a lot of kids on board. But I kind of think the opposite way, where Disney's, because they are geared towards families, they understand that they have to provide activities and stuff for kids to do. So they do an extremely good job at, I don't want to say separating kids from adults, but they do a really good job at providing adults with their space and providing kids with their own space. So, and you could, I, to be honest, I don't know that I, except for the shows and maybe like the community pool and eating sometimes, I don't even remember encountering a whole bunch of kids at one time where it was just not a problem. And I can't say for any other cruises if that's the case there, but like I said, I think that because Disney is such a good job at does such a good job at focusing on activities for those kids to do, that adults can have quiet time and be on their own as well. And this is now turning into like a commercial for going to Disney World, but I promise you it's not. I'm just telling you my history with Disney, and maybe you guys can tell me yours too in the comments below. I would love to hear stories of why you love Disney, or if you've been to Disney World or Disneyland and would want to see. If you haven't been, if you would want to go, that all that kind of stuff. I love Disney so much that we've gone just about every year since 2009. We went to Disneyland in 2009. We went to Disneyland again in 2010, and then 2011, I believe. I'm pretty sure. 2012 was our honeymoon down in Disney World, and then the Disney cruise. And just last year, we went on our 1 year anniversary in 2013. And this year, we're going again in 2014. And then I don't know when we're going to be back. It'll be a surprise to me too. But so I've been to Disney World with all those times that I just said now. It was 5 times before my honeymoon, so then it's about 7 times now. It'll be 8 times in May. I've been to Disneyland 3 times, possibly planning to go again at some point, not anytime soon, and I've done one Disney cruise. Not to mention, I've seen just about at least most of the animated films, some of the early ones like Make Mine Music or Song of the South, those ones that weren't too popular at the time and still continue not to be so popular. I haven't seen, but all of the classics I've seen: Peter Pan, Cinderella, Snow White, Aladdin, if you want to call that a classic. I've seen all of those. I grew up on those. I'm a huge Disney princess fan. I consider myself to be a Disney princess, even though I'm not. I think they're just so cute and adorable. I love that most of them have a song that go along with them. I love that they're immortal, basically. I love that they are a good influence for kids, most of them, and depending on how you interpret their films. And I think that a parent can explain it to the kids and give that positive influence from the Disney princess. They are unlike actual celebrities because they, if we're taking away the magic, they can't really think for themselves because they're created. They're not one person, so they're not going to be like a Miley Cyrus where they were once Disney, but now they're kind of going off the deep end. That's never going to happen, and that's what I really like about them. I like all the fan-based art that you can find on Pinterest or just online. All of the memes, all of like just the con the art, the fan art, the different stuff that you can do with them. Like, I've seen one where they're all posed and they're all hipsters, or they're all in their traditional dress, or what they would look like if they were actually in their time period and what they would wear. I saw a Disney fan art where they actually made a family, so you would see Belle and Beast, or Prince Adam if you want to call him that. They had a kid, so I've seen that. It's actually on my Pinterest page if you want to see it. I like that kind of stuff too, where the fans can actually take it and make it their own. So that's another reason why I like them. I don't know what else to say about that. It's another reason why I just love Disney. I like how it brings families together. When you're in Disney, nothing can go wrong. There are no problems that can't be solved. Every time is a good time. All the rides are a good ride. Everybody can ride them if they want. Even eating meals together is an honored tradition in Disney. Not, you mean it is all the time, but in Disney, it's just the feeling is so. It's almost like a high, like a natural high going down there. I think that's why a lot of people love Disney so much, because they understand the feeling that you get when you just go down there and experience for yourself. So I guess that's really all I have to say right now. I can do a more I might do more of a timeline Disney, or a history with me and Disney. Let me say that again. I might do a more of a timeline history with Disney. So it would be my history, and I'd be like, okay, this is what I was doing, and this is how Disney influenced me at the time, and this is what movie came out during that time. And so if you're following along, you can look forward to that sometime in the future. I've got a whole bunch of other stuff coming up. A lot some I've been working really hard, if you couldn't tell. I've got a lot of blogs already in the works, so hopefully I won't be missing a week on that. So my one podcast was saying that I'll, try to do one two twice a month or four times a month. I don't know if it's going to be that much, but with Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest, that's going to help you my with everything, and it'll help keep you guys posted on what's going on. So I've got a couple of blogs already in the works. You can look forward to the trip report is already up, so you can see that. I've got a couple of them with a review for Saving Mr. Banks. That one is not really a podcast, it's a blog. If you want to hear a podcast on it, go to generationmouse.com, I believe. They have their own podcast, and I was actually a guest speaker for them. And you can listen to me there about my opinion or just my overall general feelings toward saving Mr. Banks. There's a lot of facts in there that you can hear. I posted all of my notes that I was taking when I was going to do that podcast for my blog, so that should be coming out relatively soon. The title will be "That's What Storytellers Do: We Restore Order," which is a quote from the movie. If you've seen the movie, you know that. I've got a couple of other podcasts in the works. Recently, I made my own shoes for Disney or Disney-inspired shoes, I guess. And I will be posting pictures and how I did it. It's not going to be a blog or a podcast. It's going to be a blog. I've got a bunch of other ideas and film reviews in the works, so you can look forward to all of that. I hope that this is going well for you guys, and if you have anything you want to, say to me, I know I have listeners. I know I have followers, but it'd be nice for you guys to start commenting or just letting me know how I'm doing. So comment below or catch up with me on Twitter now, Pinterest, or Facebook again, and just let me know how I'm doing or what you want to see. I'd rather do what you guys want to see than what's just popping into my head. So if there's something in particular you want to see here or want me to do on the show, please let me know. Other than that, I look forward to when we meet again, and have a magical week, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away.
Can't get enough Dizlizzy? Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, or Pinterest. You can also email me at dizlizzy13@gmail.com. That's Dizlizzy 13 at gmail.com. Comment or email me all things Disney.
Big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream of